bereft parents may well be relieved to know that if the latest studies are anything to go by, their children are still keen readers. And what are they reading? Well, how about Psycho for Kids and Baby Punk? Yes, this is the rich new world of Czech children's writing and publishing post-1989. It's a world where poetry, music and visual art have come to overlap, with some surprising results. In reaction to 4 decades of censorship, just about anything goes, with little nostalgia for the old days. The journalist Kateřina Kadlecová has taken a close interest in contemporary Czech writing for children and teenagers, and she is my guest in this week's Czech Books.
Since the Second World War, we had communism and socialism here, so the literature was full of ideology, which rapidly changed after the Velvet Revolution in 1989. There were no boundaries, there was a freedom of speech again. For example, like the most important, according to me, Czech writer for kids, Pavel Šrut, who were forced to publish just books for children during the socialist era, and everybody expected that they will get back to lyrics, you know, to writing for adults. But it didn't really happen. This Pavel Šrut and also others like Ivan Martiny Rose, they partly or fully stayed with children.
Does this also mean that children's literature has maybe a much more sophisticated or more subtle element to it in the Czech Republic than in many Western countries, if there are these writers who probably would have been writing for adults if they could have, whether the complexities of adult writing find themselves into this writing for children as well?
I would definitely say so. I don't know much about the other states which underwent such a change, for example, Poland or Russia, but in Czech, it's definitely like this. For example, this year were published Ivan Martin Jirous's poems Magor Dětem, which means like Psycho for Kids. They were published in the book and also on CD for listening for kids.
Tatínek holčičkám vzkazuje. Zlobivej pejsek se uvazuje. Když začnou zlobit kohouti, zobákem se jim zakroutí. Čumáček máčejí kočky zlobivým koťatům do močky. Ale to nejhorší řeknu vám nakonec. Zlobiví děti strčí se pod hrnec.
And it's full of subtle words, Christian ideology, also metaphors which kids are not used to. They are very untraditional, not only based on typical myths and ballads and topics from the past, but also innovative.
Františka je všechny vidí. Nastrká jí na kohoutu do velikýho kornoutu.
And do you have the impression that Czech children can cope with this kind of literature?
Yes, I definitely think so. They learned to cope with it from the very young age, because the writers who were forbidden to write for adults during the socialist era, like Jiří Žáček or Pavel Šrut, they are also authors of the very new primers or the spelling books. So the kids, they read these innovative, very metaphorical, lyrical books in the very young age of 6 or 7. So yes, they are used to this style of writing.
And it's interesting, isn't it, generally, that the Czechs are known as a very literary nation. Most households have books on the shelves, and children do grow up with books being a part of their life, don't they?
Well, it is of course said that kids cease to read, as in every society when TVs and videos are in charge, basically in all households, it's said that people do not read. But I was interested in this and found out that the previous year, 2008, there was published over 18,500 books. And out of those, 1,385 were for kids, which means it's a huge success for such a small nation.
Since the fall of communism, there's been a new phenomenon which has really boomed, and something that you've written a book about, which is teenage girls' magazines. Tell me a little bit about your book. I mean, I know that you were very interested in the language that turns up in these magazines.
I was focused on language, ideology, and the readership and its approach toward these magazines. And really, I spent with these journals like 2 years, and it was a disaster for me. I realized that it's so oversimplified, both the language and the ideology, that I really believe that girls read also something else, not only these cheap papers.
And what sort of things do you mean? You talk about oversimplified language and ideas.
When it comes to language, they use anglicisms, and they, as they want to reach the biggest audience they can, they tend to use just simple structures for the little girls to understand. And so the bigger girls do not have a chance to improve their vocabulary, to make it more colorful, let's say.
And what about in terms of ideas and ideologies? Are you saying that they're reinforcing gender stereotypes?
Well, almost all the articles and stories in these magazines are based on the idea to get the boy, to have a great body, and there is nothing about reading, about nature, almost nothing about the relationships in the family. The only relationship which is important is to get the right man. I think it's too soon, too early for these kids to learn these things.
And was it different under communism? I mean, aren't these things that teenagers have talked about since time immemorial?
Well, most of all, we didn't have magazines for girls like this. There were no magazines about fashion and makeup, stuff like that. We had magazines like Pioneer. We had magazines for younger kids called Sluníčko and Mateřídouška, A Little Sun and Some Kind of Flower. But I don't really remember any magazines for girls.
And so these are basically imports which have been slightly adapted to the Czech market?
Oh yes, definitely. We have just one magazine for girls which is really Czech, and it's a Christian magazine called In. This is the only one which started here. The others are bought from abroad.
But some of the classic Czech magazines, you mentioned Sluníčko and Mateřídouška, these two magazines for smaller children, they're still very much going strong, aren't they? And children still grow up reading them every month, and it's kind of very much central to the life of Czech children. So in that respect, there has been continuity with the past, hasn't there?
Yes, well, there was almost no ideology, as you cannot really get any into the text for 3 to 6 years old. So, yes, they are pretty much the same, but I know, for example, ABC, ABC, for the young kids who are interested in technologies, it still exists, but it loses readership, and they are trying to give it a little facelift now to make it more contemporary.
There are all these Czech children's books being published at the moment, so there must be some that you're thinking, this is great, this is a new direction, this is where Czech children's writing is going now.
There are many illustrators who are famous in arts, like Petr Nikl, and also František Skála or Martina Skála. And yeah, this is the trend to connect the arts with words.
And it's that as well is building on a very strong tradition, isn't it? I mean, it goes right back to the times of Comenius in the 17th century doing this. Also, very famous writers like the Čapek brothers in the 1920s were combining art and the written word in children's books. And then there's later classics like the work of Josef Lada or Adolf Born, who's still alive, of course. So, again, there's quite a rich seam to draw from, isn't there?
Yes, and maybe even foreign readers know about Max and Sally, which is Mach and Šebestová in Czech, book by Miloš Macourek, illustrated by Adolf Born.
And also I think some of our listeners will also have come across The Little Mole, Krtek, again with the delightful illustrations by Zdeněk Miller. There is this really very fruitful connection, isn't there, between animated film in Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic, and the children's book.
Yes, it is, because the bedtime stories at 7 o'clock, we were so much used to see them, view them on TV, that we learned to love the books, where the pictures aren't moving, but still we know the characters. And in this era of merchandising, we can also buy some items which remind us of these books and stories.
there is also a very fruitful link, isn't there, between music and musicians and children's writing?
Yes, there is. Now we have such a project which is fairly new, like I would say 2 years old, and it's called Kašpárek v rohlíku, which could be like Joker hot dog or something. And it's a baby punk, you know. It's a rock music, fresh rock music for not only teenagers, but even the kids who are younger, like 3 years old, and they love it.
I love the idea of baby punk, creating little rebels.
Yes, definitely. And they are creating such a beautiful language for these kids with a strong, heavy rock music. I love it.
Ne, děti, nic, ať nic dneska nebude. Prostě nic.
Málo bombony.
Aha.
Tato kumí želby.
Aha.
Nějaký rychlý želby.
Aha.
A nedostaneš nic, dokud neskončí ten
rambajs.
Kateřina Kadlecová, thank you very much indeed for talking to us about so many interesting and broad aspects of Czech children's writing, and I hope we'll have a chance to talk again, because there's so many different subjects and themes that we've brought up in the course of our discussion. Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
Mám z tebe stres, tyhle želvy to chce klec. Hraju si, já jsem kuchař, necen